Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Life Tea with Angel, a place for you to sit down, have some fun discussing life, change, the interesting things happening across the New Age community, and some of those interesting people doing awesome work for you. Callers are always welcome, and I do enjoy answering your questions and giving brief readings on the air. So come on in, I invite you to sit down, pour a cup of great tea, and join me for 30 minutes of tea chat.
Well, good evening and happy Wednesday. It's always exciting to come in and see everybody in virtual world and have a great cup of tea. My guest tonight is fabulous Stephanie Alvarez. Stephanie Alvarez, a.k.a. the Money Healer, is a practitioner that I've come into contact with in the last year, and I've had the joy of getting to know her and work with her on some projects. And she is just a warm and wonderful individual. She's an international financial education, belongs to an education and services firm. She's also an intuitive light worker, which is really an interesting dichotomy. She found an oomph ink, which I love because she says you got to put the oomph back in your life. And she fuses her energy work and financial background to provide her clients with a holistic approach to financial freedom. She has a goal of helping 1 million families become financially free. I'm going to repeat that because it's worth repeating. Stephanie has a goal of helping 1 million families become financially free, and that's why she goes by the name of the Money Healer. Hello, Stephanie. How are you tonight?
Hi, Angel. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It is so cool to have you on the show tonight. This is your first time on my program, and I'm very, very excited. And before I ask you anything, I can't stand it. I have to ask you, what is up with oomph ink? Where did that come from?
Actually, I was looking for a name for my company, and I wanted something that really spoke to who I was as a person. And I was reading this article, and it talked about if you don't come up with the right name, your business, if it doesn't have the right one, you may have to go back and come up with something that has more oomph. And I thought, that's it. That's going to be the name of my business, because in life, I feel like you cannot triumph without oomph. And that's having that dedication and that commitment to get up, you know, every single day and to keep going and to give it all that you've got, even on the days when you're not feeling your best. I think that we can all give it, you know,
Right.
That's where it came from.
I think that's fabulous. You can't have triumph without oomph. That is absolutely amazing. that's very fascinating how you came up with that. Very nice. I am impressed. So talk to me a little bit about your process, because you are an intuitive life worker, which I can definitely relate to. And then you have this more practical kind of normie background with the financial background, and you have all this financial tools that you provide. And you fuse this together to create this money healer thing. Kind of as briefly as you can, explain what that means for the listeners.
That basically means that, you know, when I was dealing with a lot of my clients and I was just dealing with some of the tangible, so just talking about, okay, I'm looking to invest, I'm looking to save for retirement, I want to do my child education fund. Because I am, as you said, an intuitive light worker, a lot of things were coming up for me as I was having these discussions with people, and I realized I could put you in this plan and set you up for retirement, but it's really not going to do you any good if I don't get to the root cause of what's causing these issues. And for everybody, it's different. You know, some people, they just don't feel worthy. And so they are always sabotaging themselves when it comes to money. And so we talk about that and we work through that. And I really like working one-on-one in small groups with people, because I can sit down with them, tune into them, and get to what the root is, to give them a solution that's going to benefit them instead of just putting a Band-Aid on the problem.
Wow, that's really cool. That's really powerful. So if I were to come to you, and we've got a lot of callers here waiting for you, so I'm going to make this brief so that we can – get some people to ask you questions. What kind of things would you do to me? I've done financial planning. I've worked in the financial industry, and I'm kind of used to sitting down with someone, going through tools and answering questions. What's different? You know, what do you want? What do you need to dig through when you talk about digging to the root of the blockages and the issues?
Well, for instance, sometimes I'll ask people about different things that have happened. Okay, so what has led you to that point? And things will start to come up. Maybe they were laid off, or maybe, they had a house that was foreclosed on. And so, for instance, I was dealing with a client who had some issues, and, she went through a home foreclosure where she was doing a lease to own, and the person that she was leasing the home from was not paying the mortgage. And so basically the sheriff had come to her place and said, you have a few hours to get out of here. And so, she was frantic and she had her son there. And so she was forced to kind of just go into this mode of getting her stuff and not really actually allowing herself to feel those emotions because she didn't want her son to panic and, take that on. So as we started to talk, that was just one of the things that had come up. So it really is individual, and a lot of it comes from just different things that are said that most people may just gloss over, but because I'm also an empath, I can feel things and I see things that you might not necessarily be saying. And when you kind of skim over something like that, that is very traumatic, then we really need to go deep and we need to start doing some work around releasing that. And a lot of it, for this particular person, I said, you really need to allow yourself to feel how you felt in that moment. So I need you to take some time out. I need you to go home. I need you to find some, a space where you can do that. And when you're ready, allow yourself to let that go. And you're probably going to have to cry about it. It's just an emotion that's been caught up that you haven't released yet.
Wow. That's actually a powerful example because there really is something to be said about the lessons and the internal work when you're in a situation where you feel blame and you feel all kinds of stuff because somebody wasn't in integrity, right? You were paying money, you were doing your thing, and you were just living your life, and this other person's in the background doing something else.
Exactly. And shame. You have shame because you feel like, you were duped, you were taken advantage of. And especially as, I deal with a lot of holistic practitioners, we always feel like we should have known. We should have known better. There was a sign that I missed, so that as well, a lot of people have shame around different things that have happened with money.
That is really good. So many people I've talked to have run into that situation where they look at themselves as being embarrassed or ashamed because they went to a poorly moral money lender or something like that. So what's some advice that you would give people when they're sitting in a situation, lots of people struggling with their homes? What kind of things would you kind of just throw on the table? If you had like maybe three keys or 3 points of something to focus on, what would that be?
I would really have somebody kind of walk through and just ask themselves, okay, what are the major things that have occurred in my life around money? What were the things that I was taught growing up about money that I might not even realize are affecting me today? So really kind of doing a thorough self-analysis for one. And then also, a lot of times there are different things that we have in our lives that are cluttered, our homes, our workspace, our physical energy, different things that we have going on that we're not really dealing with. And so I always say you cannot create in chaos. And so really looking at how your home is and getting that space cleared out so that the money can flow into your life, because it's almost like if you don't appreciate what you have, and to me, when your space is cluttered and chaos and unorganized, then you're really not appreciating what you have. You're really not taking care of it. So, until you do that, you're not going to allow more to come into your life. And then also just kind of taking some time to really sit and figuring out what it is that you want. There are so many people that I ask, what do you want? And they tell me what they don't want. They say, I don't want to be broke. I don't want, you know, to be living check to check. And for the holistic practitioners, I say, well, you're living client to client, right? Because that's basically what they're doing. They're doing enough just to get by. And as holistic practitioners, we really need to be in a place where we're saying, this is what I want, universe, because we have that power and we know we have the power. So everything that we say, everything that we speak, everything that we think is going to manifest. And so I like to ask people, what is it that you want? I want you to dream again. I want you to tell me what you're passionate about. I want you to tell me where it is that you want to travel. What kind of lifestyle do you want? And do not hold back, because I really feel that in our little world, you know, if I were to step on stage and say, I want to be really rich, I want to be super rich, everybody's going to look at me as though I'm a sellout. Like, really, that's all that you want? But if I were to step on that same stage and say, I want to be in the best shape of my life, I'm going to be a vegan, everybody would give me, you know, a round of applause and say, that's great, that's amazing. And so we really need to come to terms with the fact that it is our birthright to be rich. There are no limits. Money is not evil. It is just, it's an energy. It's a form of an exchange of what we give somebody for a service. People can be evil, but money is not. Money is an amazing thing, and it can provide you with an amazing lifestyle that you're entitled to.
Well, I feel like you just preached right there. I'm like, whoa, amen, woo, that was some powerful stuff right there. As they say, drop the mic. That was amazing.
Goodbye, guys.
And I'm done. Goodbye, everybody. And the switchboard just lit up as you were talking, so we only have about 17 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to go ahead and start taking callers. Let me take our first caller. Good evening. Welcome to Intuitive Tea. You're on the air. How am I talking to you?
Hi, this is Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
What's your question for Stephanie?
We are guided and directed over and over again to feel the feelings. So if you will give me further guidance about feeling the fortune that I'm worth.
Ooh. Okay.
Say that last part again. You want to feel the fortune that you're worth?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me, Kate, what is it that you want? When you talk about fortune, what kind of lifestyle do you want? What kind of feelings do you want to have every day?
Waking up and going to sleep knowing that whatever took place in the course of my day, I have created it, and it is a succession of complete satisfactions.
And what would it take for you to be completely satisfied? How would that look?
To make choices without thought or care to how any of it is being paid for, because it's all right there.
Right. And it is. It really is all right there. Are you a holistic practitioner by chance?
I have been practicing this mindset and accepting creativity and responsibility for many, many years. And yes, I, without compensation, have been a holistic practitioner for many years.
Okay.
Been compensated for other types of work, but I consider that every interaction is a practice.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so when you really talk about that, there's the tangibles, right, which is the money, which is the amount of money that you're getting paid. And then there's those intangibles, those feelings that you want to have, the ripple effect that you're creating in the universe by going about your day and being in integrity and allowing your light to help others, right? But when we talk about money, what I would love for you to do is just to really sit down and figure out how much money do you want to make, whether that's weekly, whether that's monthly, whether that's annually, and realize that everything that you're doing on a daily basis, that you are worthy of receiving that. You are worthy of having the lifestyle that you want. And I do not want you to talk about the things that you don't want. And I don't want you to say things like, I just want to be comfortable. I just want to pay my bills. You know, I just want to have enough to get by. I really want you to allow yourself to dream as though you were 5 years old again, and create that and write that and realize that what we do in the universe is so valuable. I tell my clients this all the time, that you have a ripple effect that you are creating in the universe with everything that you do. And when I see one client, I know that I am not just impacting that one client. I am impacting that whole family, as well as every person that person and that family comes into contact with, because everything that you do has a ripple effect. And a ripple, if you actually look at it, it goes out and then it comes back. That's what is creating that ripple. So everything that you're putting out is coming back to you. So there are no limits on the amount of money that you can have. So when you create that, can you do that for me?
Oh, absolutely. And I have had the certification of millionaire, and I have not. And then I've lived the lifestyle without the actual funds.
Mm-hmm. Because you can do that, because you can have, you know, money is just an energy, so it comes to us in all different forms, right?
Right.
So whether somebody gives you, you know, a plane ticket and a room to go to New Zealand, that's still a form of, like, reciprocity that you're getting for what you're doing.
How on earth did you choose New Zealand? All the places in the world, Stephanie. My daughter.
I do believe she said she was intuitive.
My daughter is in Sydney, just having come from Christchurch.
Oh, wow.
I mean, as we speak.
Uh-huh.
She was 2 days ago in Christchurch, New Zealand.
Oh,
and she
wow.
just left there and is in Sydney, Australia.
Oh.
Boy, that was point on.
That's fine.
That's amazing. Well, goodness, look at that. So you have some tools. Now, what I would really like to do, because I want to get a couple more callers in, this is a really great energy. I would love for you guys to try to connect. I've got Stephanie's information on my website. If you could maybe state your website, or you can give her some contact information, say it out loud for people who are listening. Stephanie, that'd be awesome.
So my email right now is the best way to contact me, email and phone. And my email is Stephanie, it's Stephanie, at umphinc.com. So umphinc.com. And then the phone number is 925-272-9706. And my website will be up shortly, so I will have that information.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Call us and let us know how things are going. I encourage you to connect with Stephanie to get more connection to this. And next time I talk to you, I expect you to be in New Zealand.
Well,
yes,
right?
Exactly. I'm meeting her, and she's headed back to, she goes to school in Europe. I am meeting her in Milan on Tuesday.
Milan?
Amazing.
I want to go to Milan. Oh, that is amazing. Look at you. Well, then I guess we'll see you in Milan. Take care.
Right.
God bless you. That's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
Thank
Good
you,
night.
Thank you.
That was a fantastic phone call. We're going to take the next caller. Thank you for holding. You're on the line with Stephanie. Who are we talking to?
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi. That's not too far from me, Wendy.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm in Discovery Bay.
Oh,
which
oh
is
good.
About an hour or so away from you. Yeah.
Okay. I am seeking employment. I was working with one of the nicest recruiters I have met. His name is Joshua, and I trust him. However, he called me this evening and said that the job that I was seeking at TriWest, they're not going to hire for, he doesn't know exactly when. It could be a month. It could be 2 months. We don't know. And I've also applied at School's Financial Credit Union, even a part-time job there. Do you see me finding employment soon?
You know, I was actually just with a client earlier today, and she's taken a leave, you know, of absence for a year, and she was really just excited and nervous all at the same time. And her and I were having this conversation that things always happen, I believe, in divine timing. And so it's funny because oftentimes we pray and we pray to God and we want our prayers to be answered. And we say, this is, you know, this is what I want, God. And he will answer our prayers in different ways than we want them, right? Because we always want it right now, but there's always a plan for us. And so what I would say is that you are going to get the job that you want when it's the perfect time for you. And I would really sit down and be very clear on what you want in that job. Like, do you want great medical benefits? Do you want to have a certain amount of time for travel? What is the salary that you're looking for? What kind of boss do you want? What kind of peers do you want to work for? Because we are so powerful, we need to be very clear on what it is that we want. And what feeling do you want to have when you go to work every day? And what feeling do you want to have when you leave work every day? Make sure that you're very clear on that as you cast that line out to get employment. Otherwise, you may get a job and you're grateful for it, but you may hate your boss. You may hate your peers. And, you know, it might not be what you're really looking for.
And actually, I agree with you totally. I put a lot of thought into that, that when I wake up in the morning, I want to feel comfortable that if I need coaching on something, I can approach my supervisor and not be afraid that I'm going to lose my job.
So that's fear-based right there, what you just said. You don't want to be afraid that you're going to lose your job. Spin that to say, I want to know that my job is going to be secure, that I have a future with them. You know, really get to what you want. And I would say don't talk about what you don't want.
Exactly. I agree with you. And do you have an intuition as to when I will be employed?
So my intuition is a little bit different. I think what you're thinking is somebody that's a medium or a psychic.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna. Kind of chime in there and kind of interrupt, just to kind of help you out a little bit, Stephanie. So Stephanie is a kind of like a money planner. So she has intuition. She uses it, but it feels like you're looking for somebody to say, you know, give you kind of more direct definition. And I don't know that Stephanie kind of runs in that direction. Is that correct, Stephanie?
Right. No, I know that's your one of your strengths, right?
Yeah,
Angel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll be on tomorrow night. I'm doing readings on the air tomorrow night. So if you want to call in tomorrow, I do readings on the air. But it feels like she gave you some really great direction. And the only thing I would add to that would be to say that she's pretty much right. You know, your opportunities are coming to you. But the guidance that Stephanie's giving you, you need to focus on the strong sentences. And if you feel disappointed, don't be disappointed. Know that the right one is coming and not to give up.
Okay. Oh, well, thank
okay?
you. I really appreciate you both. I'm just very worried because my finances are stretched really thin right now, and there has to be something coming in within the next month.
Okay. Well, give me a call tomorrow, and I'll see if I can give you a little more insight. I don't want to interrupt Stephanie's time. So I want to respect the time that she's given tonight. So give a call back tomorrow. I'll be here same time tomorrow night.
Oh, you're just a blessing, and I thank you both, and I love you both. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
love you.
You
too. Have a good one.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Goodbye. So here's the thing, before you run out of time here, it's everybody's struggling right now financially. And for those of you who are still on the call, we've got probably five or six people. We're not going to be able to get to everybody. We may not be able to get to anybody else. I'm going to invite you, Stephanie, to kind of reach out to them, ask them to give you a drop you a line or drop you a call to maybe then get a consultation of some kind. Maybe
yes,
you could reach
absolutely.
Out and offer that.
Yes, absolutely. Anybody that gives me a call, you know, that's on this show, again, my number is 925-272-9706. Please call me and we can talk a little bit more about what it is, you know, your question, since we weren't able to get to it. And I can do a little mini consultation for free.
Ooh, say that again. Like that. Say like that word. Say that again.
For free.
Yeah. So, you know, it's important to know. It's important to know that money is as important to your quality of life as food and water and vitamins and the gym and all of that, right?
Right. As important as breathing is what I tell people.
It's important as breathing, it is, because you can't do anything about money.
Right. In the way our society is set up, you can't. Nope.
So in the last couple minutes, I want you to appeal to the community to let them understand how okay it is to desire to live a life of comfort while you're doing the things that you're doing in your world.
You know, I have this quote by Joseph Campbell. It's one of my favorites, and it says, money is concealed energy, and releasing it releases life's possibilities.
Ooh,
and
that's a good one.
I love that, yes, because it talks about the possibility of life. And I've also read, The Science of Getting Rich, and they talk about how it is our inalienable right to be rich, that is what we are here for, because the way that our society is set up, we need money to do those things that are going to allow our soul to flourish. So as a for instance, if you want to take piano lessons, or if you want to travel to somewhere like New Zealand, or if you want to, you know, take up fishing, or you want to buy a crystal singing bowl because, you know, that really resonates with you, whatever it is, chances are you're going to need money in order to do that. And so to really reach the height of your soul and to really find out who you are, you need access to money in order to do that. And I think that there is so much there in the world that we are allowed to say that we want to be rich. We are allowed to say that we want to have these things in our life because we have different gifts and we are constantly giving them. And so, you know, when we're giving to the world the best that we can, we are allowed to receive the best back to us. That is our, you know, reward. And we are grateful for that. And I really feel that being a wealthy, conscious business owner and individual is no longer a fad. It is a necessity. We have to have more conscious people becoming wealthy so that they can do things and invest in things and buy things that are going to help to sustain our earth and that are going to help to give back to others and making those differences in our community. We have to do it. We can't hold ourselves back anymore.
I can't think of a better way for you to just end that. That was a powerful statement. This is Stephanie Alvarez, founder of Oomph Incorporated. One more time, your phone number before you run out of time.
925-272-9706.
Thank you so much for being on the show. God bless you. And for everyone
thank
out
you.
There, as I say, every day, ignite your life today so you can evolve your life tomorrow. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay, the show is over and it stopped broadcasting, so we're all done.